Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm thankful for the good singing. That's exactly where we're going, as we're going home one day. I'm thankful that I'm just a pilgrim passing through. There's no need to fret or worry tonight about what's going on. And because, like the brothers already testified of, I know who's in charge of it, and I know what's. I've read the end of the book, so to speak, and I know what's going to happen, and we're all going home one day. Who is saved, that is, and if you're not, I hope you get right, and I hope the Lord shows you how terrible you really are. And you know, I say I love you for that tonight. I love you, and I hope this will be a blessing. I had just a thought on my mind. And if the Lord will help for just a minute, it kind of goes along with the singing. So I pray that the Lord will bless it and touch it. Just a thought over in Philippians chapter 3 tonight. Over in Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to start reading in verse 17. And it says, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, now tell you, even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." Let's pray. Father, Lord, tonight I just want to ask you briefly, Lord, just to help me tonight. Father, Lord, I know what's in my heart, Lord, and what you've shown me. Father, Lord, I just pray, Lord, you bless this time, Lord, bless the scripture, Lord, tonight. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you bless the each and every one, Lord, that's going to stand, Lord, and proclaim you tonight. Father, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would just help my tongue, Lord, tonight. Father, Lord, I pray, Lord, that your will be done, Lord, tonight on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. I pray these things in your precious and holy name. Amen. I just kind of had a thought tonight on a few of these scriptures. In verse 19 there, it's speaking a little bit about the people's destructions, about what they're after. They're after the things for their belly. They're after the thing, their earthly gains tonight. And as they were singing about going home and the Lord coming back and for us. And I just got to thinking a little bit in my heart about, I'm thankful tonight that I don't have to worry tonight about where my home is. My home is in heaven tonight. And I'm thankful tonight. I see here that tonight that what the Lord is saying, I believe some of what the Lord is showing me here tonight is as far as how he's liberated us tonight, and there's no need, we don't have to worry about those things for our belly or earthly things. We're to lay up our treasures in heaven, brother. It's what the scripture tells us and teaches us tonight. We're living in a world where they're fast tracking, the brother already said, stocking up, stockpiling up things and reserves because we don't know what's going to happen. But I'm thankful tonight that the Lord has liberated me in my ways, that and he showed me things that he's going to take care of me tonight. And I'm thankful tonight that his salvation liberated me in my vile body, as the scripture was saying and talking about it changed, and we're going to be fashioned unto like his glorious body. And I'm thankful for that, brother. One day I'm going to get a body that's a glorious body, and I'm thankful it's going to be fashioned after my Lord and Savior. Oh my, this old vile body is going to just fall away,
and it's not going to be no good. It's already starting to rot and decay, and I beat the thing up all the time and cut and nicks and everything else. But there's coming a day when He's going to liberate my body like He's already liberated my soul tonight. And He showed me what I was and how bad I was, and it showed me that it's Him and in His blood and in His Son that my soul was liberated. That one blessed day. But I'm thankful tonight that there's coming a time where He's going to liberate my body. And He's going to call me home, whether it be by the grave or by the rapture. I'm going home to one day, brother and sister. Can I ask you tonight, have you been liberated? Can I ask you tonight, do you have a peace that passes beyond all understanding? Can I ask you tonight, you know, I just got to thinking about there's coming a day that I'm going to a place that I have a citizenship, brother.
That's right.
And I was born here. Born here in America, and there, Dave, I can go down back to the courthouse back in West Virginia, and I can go and I can get me a birth certificate, and it's got my name written on it, and it's got my date when I was born, and all these things, and it tells, and it, that tells them that I'm a citizen of the United States of America. But can I ask you tonight, do you have a birth certificate with Christ? Can I ask you tonight, has your soul been liberated tonight? Have you been shown how wicked and vile you really are? You said, I think it's funny, you know, people said, well, it was a gradual thing for me, brethren. I'm going to tell you what, there was things that the Lord worked on me for a long time, but I'm going to tell you what, that one blessed day when He came by my way, that rascal was instant. That salvation experience was instant. There was no doubt in my mind that the Lord had come by my way once He truly showed and revealed to me what had happened and took place inside my heart. And can I ask you tonight, when that happened in my life, I became a citizen of another country. I became a citizen of heaven at that point in time. That's when He made it real unto me. I'm thankful tonight that He knew that was going to transpire all the time. And He knew that time in my life was coming. But I'm thankful tonight that He let me in on it. I'm thankful tonight that was my time, that He showed me that I was a lost sinner in need of a Savior. I'm thankful tonight that He liberated me and showed me that I needed Him, that I needed liberating. I'm going to tell you tonight, I thought I wasn't really that bad. And I'm going to tell you tonight that I didn't think I was a pretty good person. I did my best to go to church. But I'm going to tell you tonight that when I saw how wicked and vile I really was, I saw how bad and how needy I really was, and how often I really needed church, and how often I really needed His Word. I did what I could, it sufficed me. It sufficed my flesh is what it did, brother. It made me feel good enough. I would do things to make me feel good enough. If I hadn't been gone to church for a while, I would go once or twice, and it'd make me feel good enough. It would make me feel, and I'd fall out for a while again, you know. And then I'd start feeling bad about myself again. I ought to get back there. And my flesh would start getting on me a little bit. And so I'd go make myself feel better. And then I'd be out doing what I wanted to do again. And for a long time, it's what I've done. But I'm thankful tonight that one blessed day He come by my way. I'm telling you tonight that He makes a difference tonight. I'm telling you tonight, you know, I got to thinking, you know, about being that liberator there, my Lord and Savior being a liberator. You know, I got to thinking, you know, He also calls us to be ambassadors, brother. And I'm thankful for that. You know, I got to thinking, you know, and if I was an ambassador, if I was an ambassador to another country for America, if I was an ambassador, you know, I'd want to look my best.
That's right.
I'd want to put my best foot forward.
That's right.
You know, and I just got to thinking about that. You know, here we're ambassadors of Christ tonight, and we're citizens of heaven tonight, and we have access to the Father tonight.
Amen.
You know, but I got to thinking about, you know, how often, you know, I let some things go, and how often, well, it's just, you know, everybody's friends and family there. So I don't need to, you know, get cleaned up as well as I could, or you know, things like that, or you know, maybe maybe seeing somebody on the street. You know, I got to thinking a little bit, you know, what I would used to do, brother, and is what I would used to do is I'd compare myself to people. I'd compare the way I looked. I compared the way I talked. I compared the way I dressed. Everything, it was a comparison. And I always thought of, well, if I don't look as bad as that person over there, you know, and my outfit doesn't look exactly like that person over there, because I know what people say about them, and I know kind of how they act. So if I don't act as bad as them, you know, people think I'm a pretty good person, you know, and people would people, you know, might not think too bad of me, you know. But what I got to thinking. what the Lord showed me was, you know, is I'm not to compare myself to them, right. Is I'm to compare myself to Him.
That's
but
right.
You know what I got to thinking about, when I got to thinking about how I have that birth certificate to heaven, and how I'm a citizen of heaven. You know, I want to be the best I can be. I want to be the best citizen I can be.
Right.
You know, when I go to vote at a poll for any kind of election, you know, I'm going off the facts that I have, and I'm voting the best I can vote. And because I want the best America that can be, because I want the best America for my son and my children, and so on and so forth, and my family. And you know, I just got to thinking a little bit about how hard am I really trying? how hard am I really trying to look like a citizen of heaven? How hard? I mean, can somebody? Can somebody look at me? Can somebody look at me and say there's something different about that man?
That's good.
Can somebody look at me and say he dresses different?
That's good.
Can somebody look at me and say he talks a little different? Can somebody say, look at me and say, he don't laugh at those dirty jokes like the other guys at the shop do, or at the grocery store do, or he don't talk about those things like the other people do. You know, and I just got to thinking a little bit about how, you know, it's just conviction on my heart. I'm preaching to myself tonight about how I can be a better citizen of heaven, how I can be a better example of what heaven is going to be like. Can I tell you tonight that heaven's not going to be, I'm sorry, it's not going to be baggy clothes. It's not going to be this and that. It's going to be about my Lord and Savior tonight.
That's right.
It's going to be about the one who died for me. It's going to be about the one that died on the cross, sent his son to shed all his blood, for every drop of blood for my sins. He done everything for me that one day when he died on the cross. He done it all. And there's nothing I can do to ever repay him. But my question is, and my conviction is, if I'm a citizen of this far country and I'm as blessed as I say I am, why wouldn't I want to look the best I could? Why wouldn't I want to talk the best I could? And I just wonder tonight, is how hard are we really trying? I'm preaching to myself tonight. How hard am I really trying? There's things I need to get right. I'm just going to be honest.
Right.
There's things that I need to just get my priorities a little bit straight. And my priorities in order tonight. And I praise His name for Him showing me these things. I praise His name. I say I love Him tonight. I'm thankful for the day He liberated my soul and showed me how bad I really was. And showed me that I could be liberated. You know, I got to thinking, I'm just thankful tonight, preacher, brother. I'm just thankful tonight I didn't choose to be born. I didn't choose to be born to my mama or my daddy. I didn't choose to be born at that time. I didn't choose to be born at that place. I didn't choose to be born in that state. Nothing. I was my choice. And I'm thankful tonight that when it comes down to it, and when it comes right down to it, I couldn't do nothing else but cry out to Him.
Right.
I couldn't do nothing else but cry out to Him.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful tonight that He was there. I'm thankful tonight that He was there to show me what I needed. I'm thankful. I praise His name tonight.